Hey everyone, welcome back to the Hamro Sparks Pod. Today's episode is another fun one. I got to sit down with another young gun, Matteo Schiavoni. I learned a lot, as I always do. We talked about the love of the game and how it fits with family. We talked home cooking and getting out into the community. But the thing that stood out most to me was Matteo's desire to be a part of something big, here and now. And while this league often gets spoken of as being a development league, what we often lose sight of is that players are hungry now for titles and history and silverware. I think Matteo brings that home. Anyway, enough of my blather. Let's get on with it. The Hamro Sparks Pod starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Hamro Sparks Podcast. Today, I'm joined with another young star on the Forge FC side, so let's get right into it. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, thanks for having me on, Kevin. It's Matteo Schiavoni, midfielder for Forge, like you said, and I'm happy to be here.
Amazing. So I got a ton of questions that I want to ask you, especially some past interviews that I've had have led up to new questions for you. But I'd like to start off with something I had never really got the chance to talk to people about. What's it like to be a lone player with a team? Because I know that's got to be like a little bit of a different field when you're trying to, you know, become part of the team, bond with everybody, but knowing that maybe your future's, well, maybe everybody's future is moving on to another level, but you know for sure yours is. So what is it like being a lone player coming into an established side?
Well, it's one thing that I'm a Montreal player, but I kind of see myself as a Forge player. I'm here not with the idea of winning the league. In the back of my mind, it's not like, oh, it's okay, I'm not even... You know, I'm not even a Forge player in my mind. I'm here, I'm a Forge player, and I'm here to win the league. So I'm not really thinking of myself as a lone player, more of like a team player, you know?
Yeah, no, that's amazing. So I guess that's part of the mindset, right? You're part of the team, you're here to get things done, right?
Exactly.
All right, let's take a step back. I always ask everybody these questions. Why soccer? So what was it that made you fall in love with this game in particular?
Well, I think it's just something that ran in the family, you know? My father played, my uncle played, my brothers played. And growing up, I was coached by my dad and my grandfather up until I joined Montreal's Academy. So it's just, it came natural to us.
Right. It's a big family affair. And that's what I hear from a lot of players, right? So when you came out to see. So what was it like when you first made it to Montreal's Academy, having come from being like coached by family to now going to one of the biggest academies in Canada? What was that kind of transition like for you?
I didn't really see the bigger picture at first. I just joined and I thought, hey, I'm just going to bring my game here.
Right.
You know, I was 14 at the time. You're not really thinking of what's going to come 5-6 years after. But I just joined for the fun of it. And it was only later on when, you know, I started developing more and seeing like, you know, I could actually make something out of this that it became my main focus.
That's amazing. And actually, I want to kind of back up a little bit because we talked a little bit about what it's like to bond on a team as a lone player. But actually, you have like a lot of natural bonding things because Forge has like a huge, we call it the French connection. With players who come from Quebec. And then also there's an Italian connection on this side as well. So tell me, do those kind of things help you with joining up and feeling a part of the team right away?
Well, obviously, as I walk in the locker room on the first day, I saw guys that I already recognized. So that helps a lot. You know, in my corner in the dressing room, we're kind of like the Montreal corner where there's me, Garvin, David, Kadeem. But, you know, we're not really blocked out from the rest of the team. We all bond well together. But like you said, it was something that's fun, you know, having our little French connection there. As for the Italian side, I've been told there's like a bigger Italian community in Hamilton, but I'm yet to see any events. Maybe that'll come up more in the summer and during the Euros and stuff, but yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, hoping we get to connect you up with some of the Italian folks here. I know like one of the Forge Fanatics page is run by an Italian Canadian guy, and I'm sure he's going to be really excited to hear this interview.
Yeah.
And let's connect with that a little bit because obviously your soccer journey has taken you abroad as well. And you played with the Bologna setup. Tell us a little bit about what it was like to be in Italy.
I think it was great for my development, not only on the field, but also off the field. I moved away, I had just turned 17. So that plays a big factor, right? You're away from your parents, you're away from your comfort zone, but that also helps you grow as a person outside of the field. And I think that benefited my game a lot. You know, make you more mature at a younger age. And it was something, an important step for me. I played a year and a half there, and it was also fun to be in Italy. Yeah.
That's really interesting to me, because I think that's something that as fans we don't think about a lot. Like at 17 years old, moving overseas, being away from your parents for the first time, like that does press you to mature quite fast. But also there's got to be some fun involved in that too, as I just saw you have a little laugh there. So what was the fun stuff about being in Italy? What was the stuff that you remember that you take with you? And what was the stuff that was like maybe more had more gravitas?
Yeah, well, obviously meeting new people and meeting different European kids of all different backgrounds playing on the same team, that's always fun, you know, going out, doing different activities. Also, what I found was that was pretty cool about Italy and Europe in general is that, let's say here in Hamilton, I take the train for 1 hour and I'm in Toronto. Over there, I take the train 1 hour, I'm in Rome, I'm in Milano, I'm in Florence, 45 minutes away. So I traveled a lot when I was there to see different cities, and it was really beautiful. It was really fun.
That's amazing, like the opportunity to have your eyes open and see so much culturally in just such a
Yeah.
short space. Like you said, just hopping on a train, you can be hopping on a train, so you can be in like all these world-class cities, even other countries, like relatively quickly, right?
Exactly, yeah.
That's pretty amazing. All right, let's go back a little bit to family life. You mentioned about having, you know, coaches be your dad, your uncles was a player, and also your brothers play. How much does it mean to you now, getting to where you are now, to have that support? And is there any like kind of still competition and stuff like that within the family?
Not really. I think, well, it's always healthy competition, right? My brother's a goalkeeper, and so let's say when we're finally back together and we go train, it's good to have that little competition. I score a goal on him, or he make a nice save on me. But
Right.
I think they're a really good support system for me. My family is number one. It's my main priority. So you know, they're always there for me when I need them, and yeah, I'm very grateful for that.
That's amazing. I like to talk to players a lot of times too about goal setting, because I know like professional athletes, a lot of times goals are really important to them, and whether they keep them to themselves or they share them with the team or, you know, stuff like that. Are you a big goal setter? And if so, what are kind of some of the things that you have lined up in your career and of course just for this season with Forge?
Well, career goals, that's a bit of a stretch. I haven't really thought about that far. I mostly go on short-term goals, like I take it a season at a time. And obviously joining Forge, it's you know, the best team in CPL, and I want to be part of that three-peat team. We could do it again this year, and I'm super excited for that to continue. Season
Very nice.
started off well, so excited for it to continue.
And what's the connection like? Like I've had an opportunity to come out and see a couple of training sessions and stuff like that. How do you feel you're fitting in with the side? I know it takes a little while to come in and get to know the system, especially when there's a lot of guys who've been in the system for a long time. How do you think you're fitting into the system in the early days?
Like you said, like coming into a new place is a different system. So still I'm learning stuff here. I've been in Hamilton for I think 5 weeks. So it's not a long time, but it's also not a short amount of time. So I think I'm fitting in well, progressing every day. And it's always good to have the vets on the team help you and take you under their wing. So that's something that's important, and it's going well.
All right. Tell us a little bit about, so for a lot of us, we haven't had the opportunity to see you play very much and stuff like that. So what kind of player are you on the pitch, and what should we be looking forward to when you get your shout out there?
I think I bring a lot of energy to the field. I think I'm someone who covers a lot of ground off the ball, but also on the ball. I think I could make a lot of penetrating runs in behind, which could contribute to some goals. And so I'm excited to bring that to the team once I'm, you know, on the field in midfield.
So you think of yourself kind of as an offensive spark plug for the team coming in?
I think I have that aspect of my game, but I could also cover ground defensively and you know, fend for myself out there.
That's amazing. I mean, one of the things that we've all come to realize here at Forge is that the more flexibility, the more different holes Bobby can plug you into, then the more opportunity you're going to get out there. So it sounds like you're kind of a perfect fit, and which makes sense why Bobby
Exactly.
brought you in.
Yeah. No, yeah, like you said, I'm also someone who could play kind of all the roles in midfield, maybe sometimes on the outside backs, but that's a different story. Yeah.
Right on. Want to talk to you a little bit too about, I mean, with an Italian background and also coming from Montreal, the fashion capital of Canada, got to know a little bit of, I've talked to some of the other players, and food and fashion are big parts of their life off the field. Is that a big part of your background too? Are you interested in food, fashion, or what are the kind of things off the pitch that you are into?
Well, like my go-to is kind of my mom's cooking, right? Like in the house that I'm living, she's come. My parents came down two or three times, and every time they bring a cooler with cutlets or stuff like that, and it's
Amazing.
perfect. It lets me get through the week fine, eating my mom's cooking, and yeah, Obviously, I'm excited to explore more of Hamilton. You know, I haven't gone out much, but yeah, when the summer comes around, weather gets nicer, I think I'll be going out exploring more.
I mean, from growing up in the Italian neighborhood in Hamilton, for myself personally, that was like the most Italian family answer I could have heard. Like being so happy to have mom's cooking. So, I mean, that's what I used to enjoy, going to my friend's house for their mom's cooking as well. So that's actually pretty amazing. And so what was like when you were in Italy or when you were in Montreal, just at home, what were kind of the things you did? Like, I know for soccer players, especially at this level, soccer has to be the main focus. And it's what, you know, most of your life is, you know, 98% focusing on the game. But what is it in that other 2% that you like to do? And I mean, the one thing about Canadian soccer is long off seasons and stuff like that too. So what are the kind of things that you're doing when you're not preparing for a football game?
I think what's important for me is kind of like when you're on the field, you give 100%, but when you're off the field, you kind of have to like detach from the sport to let yourself breathe a little bit. I think that's important for your progression and also for the mental part of it, because it could get very exhausting, you know, going at it every day. So I mean, in my off time now, my parents are, you know, not forcing me. I have to do my schooling, but they're on my case about, you know,
You're right.
getting schooling done, you know, doing a bit every day. And that's what I'm doing now, actually. After training, I go back home, do an hour or two of schooling a day, maybe 3 hours if I feel like it. And yeah, besides that, video games, reading, or going out a little bit.
That's a really fascinating part. I think, again, another thing that we as fans don't always think about is how exhausting the mental aspect can be when you're so much focused on the game and you know, stepping up to the next level. That can be really emotionally taxing. So what is it, I guess two parts then, what is it that you're reading or playing video game wise in your off time that helps you kind of decompress and get away from the pitch? That's number one. And then number two, what are you going for? What is your goals in school? What is that backup plan, I guess?
Well, right now, obviously in Quebec, it's a bit different, right? We have this thing called CEGEP, which is not seen in Ontario. So I'm finishing that right now, and I'll obviously continue my university. I'll try to continue doing it online. But like you said, as a soccer player, as a footballer, it's kind of hard to do like, you know, 50% soccer, 50% school or stuff like that. So I think, like I said, just doing a bit every day. I was always a smarter student, but so my parents are like, oh, you know, hopefully the soccer thing pays out, because if not, that schooling route was promising. But yeah, no, schooling's going fine. And if not, when I'm like, I live at the house with a couple other guys who play video games altogether, like some shooting games or other sports games. So.
Yeah, very nice. So that's able to take it off. And but again, that steps back to the support that you get from the family, that recognizing, because I mean, for some families, you know, education comes first and stuff like that, but recognizing when somebody has something that they're passionate about and amazing at. I mean, supporting that and knowing that, you know, there's time and a place for both. That's a really important thing to get you going, because I can't imagine a soccer player making it to the top levels if they're so hyper focused 80% on education and the other stuff. They got to be focused on that game too, right? Amazing. Oh, you know what? There's not a whole lot of time left because we just do like short kind of conversations, and I really do appreciate you being on here. But I want to know some of the big moments that you've had in soccer so far. Like when I talk to other guys, having been at this team longer, they have, you know, moments where they played CONCACAF games or they played in a big tournament or something coming up. What were those big kind of moments for you that kind of resonate in your mind that you want to replicate here with Forge?
I think leading up to Forge, when I was 16, was the first time I got called with the first team in Montreal to do preseason. And that's when it really, like, you know, hit me that, you know, maybe I could, you know, go far with this thing. And so I think that opened up doors. That also opened up doors for me leading to Italy, because it was good for my exposure to be with the first team. And like I said before, I think Italy was very important for me to grow as a person, also as an athlete. And obviously signing that first pro contract back with my hometown team, and now having my first professional debut with the best CPL side, I think it's just a bunch of positives, you know?
Right, to be at such a young age and have all these kind of professional milestones already, that's got to be really exciting. But is it ever intimidating, or is it something that you welcome and you want to see more of?
Well, I'm welcome to see more of it, but you always got to keep your head on your shoulders, right? You can't start thinking that you know, all this stuff comes because you're a hot shot or something like that. So, you know, stay grounded, and more positive will come.
I mean, that's a question I often wonder too. Like, how is it possible to keep? Because I think I've noticed that from talking to other Forge players too. I haven't talked to a wide variety of athletes other than the Forge teams, but it seems like they're champions, but they're still somehow really humble guys. And I think that's kind of a difficult thing to tread, because to make it to this level, to become a professional at anything, but especially professional footballer, you have to be super confident in your abilities and ambitious. But at the same time, you have to temper that with, are there ever times where you're kind of, you notice your head inflating a little bit and you have to kind of reel it back in? Or is it kind of something that you've had drilled into you?
Well, if my head ever gets like a bit bigger than it normally is, my parents are there to shoot it down right away and make sure I stay grounded. I know they're very proud of me and what I've accomplished so far, but they're always there also to keep me on earth.
Right.
But like you said about the team, yeah, they're champions, but what I find is good is that they're hungry for more, right? They're never satisfied with just winning. They want more and more, which is a really positive mindset to have as a team.
That's fantastic. And it's great to hear as a fan. We always want to know that our team wants more and more going forward, right? All right, to end up our conversation today, I want to know, I always want to ask people, I'll leave on a high note with, what do you want Forge FC fans to know about you? Something that you want them to know about you as a player, and something that you want the fans to know about you as a person.
I would say that goes back to our first point. As a lone player, I don't see myself here as a Montreal player. I see myself as a Forge player. I'm here to give out to the fans what I'm able to do. I'm here to win for the fans and for us. And so, yeah. That's as an athlete side, as a person side. Well, I just want to explore more of the Italian community here, to be honest. And so I'm open to all that stuff.
Fantastic. Well, I can't wait for the summer to come for you to get to see some more of the Italian stuff. I hope that we have the Italian day at Forge this year. The international day kind of brings out a lot of that. And I'm going to make sure that we put that as the question of the day for the podcast is, what Italian connections do you have in the community for Matteo?
Also, yeah, because I know the Euros is coming around and that's always fun to watch. You know, I need a good place to go watch that.
I'm going
to
tell you, you're going to find something probably on James Street and it's going to be loud. So, well, assuming that they do well. If they don't do well, it's going to be
Whoa, they will do well. They will do well. Come on.
But no question, right? No question. All right. Yeah. I still remember I had my little moment back in one of the World Cups when I support England. Usually I'm going to get booed by a lot of people, but because my mom's from England. And I remember watching England, Italy play. And I had to walk out of the pub afterwards after Italy had beaten England and walk out onto the street and just get absolutely annihilated in my English
stuff. Yeah.
Honking horns and flags. Be ready.
Yeah,
all right. Well,
thank you.
Pardon me?
It's the beauty of the sport, actually.
Isn't it though? It's just, and it's actually one of the things I love about following the local team here too, and be able to see games all around Canada. It's just like you're seeing the culture grow here into something that we see much bigger on an international scale, right?
I think I lost you there for a second.
I think I lost you there briefly. Are you that? You're back now, though, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, we'll fix that in editing somehow. But yeah, again, thanks for joining us today, and it's really great to see you. Honestly, I can feel that you're like a Forge player, and I think that's the biggest thing that I'm taking away from this. And I'm excited to see you right from the when was it the kit reveal day? I met you just briefly as we were there, and I said I'm going to have you on the podcast, and here you are. It's kind of like, as a fan, it gets really exciting to meet players and get them on the podcast. So thanks a lot for being part of this.
Also, last thing, also for me, like meeting fans too, because at heart, I'm still a fan too, right? I'm a fan of the sport. I'm a fan of, I think I lost you again.
Oh, no. We're having kind of a weak connection here today. I can still hear you though.
Sorry for the technical difficulties. We lost the last moments with Matteo. But when he briefly reconnected, he reiterated how he is Forge all the way. He wants fans to know that he is here to help the team do what they do best, win. He doesn't think of himself as a lone player. And after this chat, neither do I. He has found his place within the club already. And I think his spot is only going to grow as the season progresses. Thanks again for listening in on the pod. More homework for you this week. Matteo is looking for events and establishments in Hamilton that will welcome him into our large Italian community. So share the spots and events he should be on the lookout for. Thanks, everyone. And thanks, Matteo. Hamro Sparks is out.